Hey, it's time for a word of encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The devotional writer for today is Marvin Williams, and he's titled today's reading, He Fills the Empty. Psychologist Madeline Levine noticed the 15-year-old girl's cutter disguise, a long-sleeve t-shirt pulled halfway over her hand, commonly used by people who engage in self-harm. When the young girl pulled back her sleeve, Levine was startled to find that the girl had used a razor to carve the word empty on her forearm. She was saddened, but also grateful the teen was open to receiving the serious help she desperately needed. The teen in some ways represents many people who've carved the word empty on their hearts. John wrote that Jesus came to fill the empty and to offer life to the full. God placed the desire for a full life in every human being, and He longs for people to experience a loving relationship with Him. But He also warned them that the thief would use people, things, and circumstances to attempt to ravage their lives. The claims each made to give life would be counterfeit and an imitation. In contrast, Jesus offers what's true, eternal life, and the promise that no one will snatch us out of His hand. Only Jesus can fill the empty spaces in our hearts with life. If you're feeling empty, call out to Him today. And if you're experiencing serious struggles, seek out godly counsel. Christ alone provides life that's abundant and full, life full of meaning found in Him. Now let's hear about the full life of Jesus Christ in today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's from John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, this world is full of counterfeits that offer us peace and satisfaction. But Jesus, we find our greatest heart satisfaction only in You. And we believe You when You say that the thief, the enemy of our souls, Satan, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Thank You for the promise, and may we find it today, that full life comes only and abundantly from You. And so, Jesus, it's in Your name that we pray and live this abundant life. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.